Hello to all my Chavrim, Yeshiva Torah Smotion around the world. We are continuing on our shir in Mishnayos. We are doing Mesechta Shabbos Parak Vav Mishnah Beis, which in the Gemara is on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, Lo Yetzei Ha'ish. A man shouldn't go out, as the Tiferes Yisrael says, shouldn't go out to the Shus HaRabim, B'sandal HaMasumer, with a sandal that has nails in it. As Rashi and Rav explain, it's a wooden sandal, and they put nails in to tighten the top and the bottom parts of the sandal. And the Rav adds on, the reason why it's also on Shabbos and on Yatif is because of Maisa that happened, that once the people were hiding in a cave because it was a gzera against them from the foreign government, probably Romans who were in charge at that time, and they heard from above noises from above the cave, and they figured, oh, they must be coming to arrest us or kill us. And they started shoving and pushing each other to try to get out and escape. And they killed each other with the nails in their sandals. And because of this mice that happened on Shabbos, they come Asidur on Shabbos, and on Yatif as well, because that's also a day that people gather together like on Shabbos. So I guess, thinking about it now, they were getting together to daven, let's say, on Shabbos, to hold Shiurim on Shabbos, and there was a gzeira against it, and that's why they thought the enemy was coming to arrest them or kill them. And therefore, similarly on Yantif, when it's day people get together to daven, they also have the same Isser the Chum made. Now, the Chiddush HaRan in Daf Samach Amud Beis says the Chum added on that at all you should never wear these shoes on Shabbos. Not only that you shouldn't go out with them to another Rishus. Tesis Yantif says the reason why they weren't geyser on a tainus, that they, whenever there's a tainus for rain, people get together, as it says in Perek Beis, in tainus, because, as it says in the Gemara, it's not similar to this, because there it was a gathering of heter to do malacha. As a tainus, you can do malacha, so it's not similar to Shabbos, when people get together, and it's also do malacha. But Taisa Rekivi Eger says, even though Tainus is tzibur of rain, it is also malacha, as it says in Perek Aleph. In Tainus, still, it's mutter b'malacha in the nighttime before, as it says there on Daf Yud Beis and Beis. So it's not so similar to Shabbos. The Yushalmi brings another reason not to wear this sandal HaMasumer, this sandal that has nails in it, because women who are pregnant sometimes get very scared from these sandals. Either seeing them, they look fearsome, or they make a noise when they click as they go. And Maisha explains, because it reminds them of the tragedy that happened in the cave. But the government, Haida explains, no, it just has a fearsome look, or it has a big squeaky noise. And according to him, it's nothing to do with it reminding them of the tragedy in the cave, but it's just that themselves would cause a problem for these pregnant women. The Yishami also explains, because of this gzera, a lot of the tzibur, a lot of the public, ended up not wearing sandals at all. All they had was one pair of sandals. When this gzera came out, they had to throw away the sandals and didn't wear anything until, I guess, it was the next time for them to buy another set of shoes. For lo b'yachid, you shouldn't go out with one shoe, only one shoe on one foot. Rashi says, not with one, don't go out with one sandal. And Mishnah continues, "Bismanch ein baraglo maka." This is if the other foot, the foot that is empty, not wearing anything, doesn't have any wound on it. Rashi will explain. Some say the reason is because people will think that the second sandal he's holding somewhere under his clothes and he's carrying it on Shabbos. And some say, no, people may laugh at him. What are you walking around with one shoe for? And he'll take it off, this one shoe, and he'll carry it in his hand. And this is Shabbos. But when he has a wound on the other foot, it's more to go out with one sandal on the other foot, the one that doesn't have the wound, because people will see that he's going barefoot on one foot because he has a wound on it, so they won't be making fun of him, and there's no reason to take off the sandal that's on the other foot. For lo b'tefillin, don't go out with tefillin. Taisiyanda says, not only according to the one who holds the Shabbos is not zman tefillin, as the Rav mentions in Sechas Brachas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, but even according to the Madiyama, the Shabbos is zman tefillin, and still don't wear it on, I'll take it out on Shabbos. And that's what the Rav explains it also in the beginning of the last Perek in Erevin. that you shouldn't go out because maybe you'll end up carrying him shisarabim, because you might take it off your head if you want to go to the bathroom, and you'll carry it for amos. The Pharisee Yisrael says, since it's only asa d'rabbanan, therefore, when there's a chashash of bizayin, if you find a pair of tefillin out, or bunches of pairs of tefillin outdoors, you can bring them in one at a time, put one on, one set on, bring it inside, go back, get the second set, put it on. And this is what is brought down in the beginning of the 10th parak in Erevin. And therefore, even if there's a kameya, an amulet, which has Shemus Hashem written in it, even if it's made by someone who is very a muncha, he's very well known to make these kameyas that are effective, still you can't wear it outside if it's not covered with some leather, because then you'll be able to take it inside the Beis HaKisa, into the bathroom. It's not a problem with this kameya, so you won't take it off to carry it. But tefillin, even if they're covered with leather, like ours are, still there's a shin that's written on the leather, and therefore it's not something you can take in the bathroom. We paskin that Shabbos is usher to put on tefillin. As check it out, Neir Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph, and the Magen Avraham over there, Sif Katan Yud Beis, and check the Shach and Siman Mem Gimel Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So we end up saying you shouldn't put in tefillin at all, because Shabbos is not a time of tefillin. V'lo b'kameya, the Mishnah says, don't carry out a kameya, an amulet, Tzushas HaRam. Rashi will explain. They write on it and different incantations, and people carry it for refuah. The Pharisee Yisrael says it's either something written or it's grasses that are wrapped around with leather. Okay, either event, that any way this kameya that's made for refuah, don't carry it on Shabbos. Meiri says it's a cloth, parchment that has tefillos and shemus kedoshim written on it for refuah or for protection. Bisman shemin and mocha, don't take this kameya out if it's not made from someone who's an expert. Rav says, from someone who's an expert, that three times people took his amulets and it caused them to be healed. Rash and Rav add on, but a kameya that's bought from someone who is a mumcha, that would be mutter, as the Rav explains, that it healed three different people with other amulets, even though we don't know that the amulet itself, this amulet he made for you, is good. As long as he healed three different people with other amulets, we can trust his amulet, because otherwise it's a tachshit, as the Rashanav say, it's a tachshit for the chola, like one of his other, it's an ornament, like any other clothes he wears, and it's fine. Meiri says that if you don't trust that this amulet will work, you might end up taking it off and carry it in Shas HaRabim. So only if it's something that's trustworthy, that's when you can wear it, because you won't take it off. V'lo b'shiryan, don't wear shiryan. As the Pharisee Yisrael explains, it's a garment made of metal that they wear at times of war. And you don't want to have a sword come and stick you. So that's why you wear this. Forget the word right now in English, but it's a metal thing made that's worn over the body to protect your body from any attackers. And the Ron says, if people see you wearing this on Shabbos, they'll be chaysh at him that he's going out to war, and that's us on Shabbos, if it's not bikuach nefesh. And so even in your house, you shouldn't wear this garment, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. Okay, male, it's called. This metal garment, if I recall correctly. V'loba kazda, don't wear kazda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a helmet, it's a hat of metal. We call it a helmet. The verse Israel says they would normally wear this type of helmet in wartime. Okay, again, that's usher to go to war, so you shouldn't wear that on Shabbos. V'loba megafayim. We normally hear nowadays modern Hebrew call that boots. The Rav says it means there it's something metal put on your shin as a shin guard. They shouldn't wear that on Shabbos because they only normally wear these metal shin guards in time of war. Therefore, it's also to wear it on Shabbos. Tzivuk Eger brings from Rashi Daf Samach Dalav Beis Devarim Maskal Kol Makom Shasru. They shouldn't be chayshin him for an isser. We don't want people to think he's doing an isser. on Shabbos things he shouldn't be doing. V'im yatzah ena chayv chatas. But if he did wear these things, he's not chayv chatas. Rashi says all these types of are really malbushim. There are clothes, but on a normal weekday to go into war. So it's not an iser d'oraisa to wear them. And Taisus, in the name of the Ran, says that it's not, therefore it's not a masoi, it's not something, you're not carrying something, you're wearing something, it's just the Chum didn't want you to wear it on Shabbos, it's an iser d'rabbanan. Okay, moving on, continuing on, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara, Santaf Samach Beis Amed Aleph, Lo Teisi Isha B'machat HaNakuv, a woodman shouldn't go out with a needle that has a hole in it. Rav says that they sew it with it, it's not a tachshit, and it's Yechayev Chatas, it's a tool, it's a sewing needle. And Yechayev Chatas, even though she puts it into her garment as she's going out, and she's not held in her hand, it's still usher midiraisa to do that, because a craftsman who goes out and he wears something, normally wears it, the way he normally wears it as part of his craft, is chayev achatas. So as Yantav explains, what we're trying to say here is that any woman is considered a craftsman when it comes to sewing and fixing clothes, repairing clothes in her house. And we see, he holds like the Rush, that a man, whether this needle would not have a hole, wouldn't be a sewing needle, or if it had a hole in it, would be a sewing needle, he would be part of it, wouldn't be chayev d'oraisa, because he's not, if he puts it into his clothes to take it outside, that's not the way a man would do it, unless he was a tailor. Now, I wanted to point out to you that if you check in Taisus, Daf Yud Aleph Mat Aleph, the very mouse of M, there the Sugya is talking about that a tailor shouldn't wear a needle stuck into his clothes, but if he does, he's Patav Al Asar. Okay, that's Divrei Reb Meir. Okay, I got a little disturbed there with a phone call from my daughter Aviva and my grandson Rafi. Actually a FaceTime message, so let me pick up where we were. Okay, we started mentioning about Taisus Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, the M, that said there in the Sugya that a tailor shouldn't go out with the needle stuck into his clothes, but if he did, it's part of a sort of Reb Meir. And Taisus asked from our Sugya that a woman can go out wearing this needle, a sewing needle in her clothes. If she does go out, she's chayiv chatas. So why over there do we say patal of aser and here with chayiv chatas? The Maram explains our Mishnah is also the name of Reb Meir, and she's not carrying it out in her hand, but she's carrying it out in her kerchief, and that's pshat in the kasha of Taisus. So Taisus wonders what's the difference. So Taisus answers that our Mishnah is talking about, this is the normal way she carries it, okay, and therefore he makes a difference between a woman that most women carry, go out with their ornaments in their clothes. And the Mishnah is coming to point out that if the needle that is a sewing needle was there, it's not an ornament, but it's something you carry. But by a tailor, that, according to a mayor, he shouldn't go out, a tailor shouldn't go out with the needle stuck in his clothes, bemazed. But if he just stuck it into his clothes to guard it, and if he went out, he didn't have kavana to carry the needle with him into Yisrael Rabbim. Therefore, it's talking about there, he's not chayiv chatas, he's patal haba aser. So the bottom line is that with the tailor, if he didn't have kavana to carry it out, just put it in there to not lose it, he's patal haba aser. But here, by a woman, it's the normal way for her to carry things out, putting it, sticking it into her clothes, and therefore she'd be chayiv chatas if she did it that way. Continuing on, v'lo b'tabas sheyesh ala chosam, she shouldn't go out with a ring that has a seal on it. Tiferes Yisrael says because it's not a tachshit. Okay, a woman doesn't normally have a seal on her ring. And therefore, she should go out in Shisara. If she went out in Shisara, she is chayiv chatas. V'lo b'koliar. What is that? Rav explains. It's a kli that a woman puts around her head, like a ring, around the top of her head. And it's something carrying, because it's not, most women don't wear that kind of thing. Tiferes Yisrael says, another pshat, that a tachshit to it's used to close up her blouse. Veloba kovelis, she shouldn't go out with this kovelis. The Rav says it's a knot made of silver or of gold, that inside this knotted piece there is some fragrance in order to get rid of bad smells from the woman might have. And Tzvarisrael says it hangs from a string around her neck. Velobet slukas shel plaitin, she shouldn't go out with a plate of plaitin. What is that? Rashi says it's balsam. It's a oil, comes from a farsimon, persimmon. Rav says it's more, we call musk. It's type of another nice smelling fragrance. Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says it's musk and something similar to it from any type of perfumes. She shouldn't go out with this plate of this perfume. If she does, she's chayev chatas divrei Rav Meir. Rashi says he thinks that this plate that has the perfume on it is not a tachshit. But the chacham say it's mutter to go out with the kovelas, the knotted thing with the nice smelling thing in it, and with this plate of the plaiton. The Rav says, because they say it is a tachshit, it's an ornament, but the chatchila, she shouldn't, because maybe she'll take it off and show it to her friends. So it's not, this is Drabbanan, as Reb Meir would say, it's Drabbanan, and halachas like the Chachamim. Okay, that's be the end of our share today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com. Call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.